Production, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers Pregame Show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
The series continues in Maryland. Game 2 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Delmarva Shorebirds. The Battle of the Birds, Northern Edition. First pitch coming up, 7:05, right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth at Arthur W. Purdue Stadium in Salisbury, Maryland. I'm Andrew Chapman. This is the Woodpeckers pregame show. As mentioned, Game 2 of this 6-game series. And in the first ever matchup in franchise history last night between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds, Fayetteville overcame a deficit, went on to put up a season-high 13 runs, tie a season-high, single-game high with those 13 runs, go on to beat the Shorebirds 13-7, and homer three times along the way. It was Miguel Palma who opened it up with the long ball yesterday, a solo home run. Kennedy Corona followed it up with a two-run blast that tied the game 5-5 in the third inning, and then Logan Cerny drilled one online over the left field wall, his eighth of the year, a two-run home run that gave Fayetteville the lead in the fifth. They held on the rest of the way, scoring five more runs in the seventh. Again, 13-7, the final. The Woodpeckers have now won four in a row, stemming back to Friday, winning the final three games in the last homestand against the Frednats. And they find themselves just four games back of 500 at 24-28 overall. On the other side of things, the Delmarva Shorebirds at the bottom of the North Division, they have lost two straight going back to Sunday. And the Birds, the Delmarva Shorebirds, that is at 18-34 overall. Today, Fayetteville trying to take a 2-0 lead in this series, and they'll be turning to right-hander Dalen Miley to try and get them another victory. 2-2 with a 4.98 ERA. He'll be taking on right-hander Carter Baumler. No record, no ERA coming into tonight's start for the Shorebirds. If you didn't tune in any action around the Carolina League yesterday, a brief update on everything that went down across the league and a look at today's standings picture. The Kannapolis Cannonballers, they shut out the Down East Wood Ducks 6-0, the final score. They, like the Woodpeckers, also homered three times. Kennedy Corona, for only a brief moment, had sole possession of second place in the Carolina League home run race. That's until DJ Gladney hit his ninth of the year as well for the Cannonballers. Benjamin Bailey hit his second of the season, and White Sox top prospect Colson Montgomery hit his fourth of the year out at Atrium Health Ballpark en route to that 6-0 Cannonballers lead. The Cannonballers now at 21-31, and Down East with the same record as Fayetteville at 24-28. Myrtle Beach, meanwhile, minor league baseball's best record across the entire country. They needed 10 innings and a come-from-behind effort to beat the Carolina Mudcats. They went into the ninth inning trailing 8-6. Scored two in the top of the ninth to force extras, two more in the top of the 10th. No runs in the bottom of the 10th for the Mudcats, and the Pelicans come from behind to win 10-8. That was a big win for Myrtle Beach and keeps them 2 games in front of the Charleston River Dogs in the North Division, who also won yesterday at the Joe 5-3 over the Salem Red Sox. But Red Sox top prospect Marcelo Meyer, he hit his second home run of the year yesterday. Chase Williams, the River Dogs infielder, hit his seventh. And Wilson Vasquez also went deep for the River Dogs, 35-17 overall. Columbia beats out Augusta 8-3. That's significant for Fayetteville, the team above them in the South Division. So entering today, the Augusta Green Jackets now with just a 3-game lead over Fayetteville for third place in the division. Columbia gets their 15th win yesterday with that 8-3 victory. Fredericksburg, after losing three on the road in Fayetteville over the weekend, they bounced back with a win yesterday in their series opener against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Much needed for the Frednats, who find themselves 2 games back of first place in a tightly contested North Division. Lynchburg just a half game in front of the Carolina Mudcats and the Salem Red Sox for that first half championship and playoff bid. That was the look around the Carolina League yesterday. Those series continue tonight, as does ours, right here at Purdue Stadium in Salisbury, Maryland. We have the starting lineups for you. More numbers on tonight's starting pitchers as the Delmarva Shorebirds run out to the field, take their positions, and we get ready for the singing of the national anthem. We'll step aside for a moment, return on the other side of this break to wrap the pregame show and bring you First Pitch right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Big thanks for making Woodpeckers baseball a part of your Wednesday night. We are live in Salisbury, Maryland. Game 2 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Delmarva Shorebirds on the way. Right-hander Carter Bumler is out there firing off his warm-up throws, getting ready to face Joe Thon's lineup tonight. Woodpeckers at 24-28 overall. They're 5-5 over their last 10, but they've won 4 in a row going back to Friday at home. A 13-7 win in the opener last night. Tonight, Jackson Hallmark will get to make his first start of the series. He'll lead off for the Woodpeckers and play over at second base. Kennedy Corona, two-run home run yesterday, club home run leader with the 9. He is out in left field and batting second. Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop, is third. Joey Loperfido, the center fielder, bats cleanup. Logan Cerny, the DH, is fifth, followed by Tyler Whitaker, 6th, out in right. Victor Mizquiay, also new to the order in this series. He'll bat 7th, play at first. Freddy Guillamo does the catching, hitting 8th, and Yuris Ramirez, also absent last night, gets the start on this Wednesday evening. He bats 9 and plays over at 3rd. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers are ready to go, as is Carter Bommler. No record, no ERA entering tonight's start. He comes home with the first pitch of our ballgame, a 92-mile-per-hour fastball, and it's swung on and missed by Hallmark. A little breezy today here in Maryland. Scattered clouds throughout the day, humidity in the air, and we are underway right on time, 7:05 p.m. Eastern time, as Hallmark spoils away the pitch. Foul ball, 0-2. And the game time temperature here in Salisbury, 86 degrees. Should dip into the high 70s by the end of game time. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Hallmark pops it up back our way and onto the roof of Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Good-sized crowd filing in on this Wednesday night, filling the majority of the Loader Bowl here at Purdue Stadium. Here's the 2-0, or the 0-2 make it, and Hallmark steps away from an inside breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Jackson Hallmark comes in batting just 175 this year. 518 OPS, still looking for his first home run of the season. Goes up high, swings and misses at a fastball, and he's down on strikes. In the day of Carter Baumler. Baumler, a 20-year-old right-hander, originally from Des Moines, Iowa, and a fifth-round draft selection by the Baltimore Orioles in that condensed 2020 draft. Just a five-round draft, and Baumler was the final pick for the O's that season. Kennedy Corona is now in. Here's the first pitch his way, and it's a fastball on the inner half of the plate, called strike one. Home plate umpire is Stephen Craze. He was the base umpire yesterday. Trey Jester removes the gear, and he'll work the bases. Two-man crew in the black hats, black tops, and gray pants. Kennedy Corona takes a fastball below the zone. Even one ball, one strike count. Corona had one of those rare days yesterday where he only had one hit in the box score, a two-run home run, but he drove in four runs. Here's the 1-0 offering. Swing and a miss late on 93. Three straight fastballs coming Corona's way. He did that thanks to a bases-loaded walk and also a sacrifice fly. All a part of his one-for-four day. 1-2 pitch from Baumler. A little bit inside. Change speeds. Went to the changeup at 81. Corners are behind their bags, guarding the lines a bit, and the middle infield is pressed back. Outfield straight away, 2-2. And Corona bounces it towards the middle, moving to his left over from short is De Leon. He pulls it in and throws on the move, loses the hat in the process, but retires Kennedy Corona on a 6-3 put out. And with that, let's work you around the defensive arrangements today for Delmarva. Out in left is Trendon Craig. The center fielder is Michel Desson. Out in right field is Isaac Bologna. On the infield, third baseman Nolbert Romero, shortstop making that play, Isaac De Leon. The second baseman is Luis Valdez. And over at first, Moises Ramirez doing the catching is Creed Willems, who was behind the plate yesterday. Pitch to new right-handed batter Leo Stanley Molina, fouled straight back. 0-1 on Leo Stanley. A lot of Woodpeckers players had multi-hit days yesterday, including Molina. He finished 2-for-5 with a triple, 0-1. Breaking ball missed in, and it's no, a called strike. Wow, that looked inside on Molina. Instead, it's a no-ball, two-strike count. Also drove in a pair of runs, scored twice, and drew a walk. Carter Baumler trying to go 1-2-3, gets his sign, begins the motion, delivers. And a high chopper sent right back over towards short. De Leon shuffling to his left, pulls in at the chest and throws low, but it's grabbed by Ramirez with a stretch. And Molina retired by a step. Strikeout and a pair of groundouts to the way of the shortstop. Ends a quick 1-2-3, top of the first for Carter Baumler. We go to the bottom of the inning. Delmarva grabbing the bats for the first time. It'll be Valdez, Desson, and Romero. We have the rest of the Shorebird Nine when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Woodpeckers go down in order in the top of the first inning, ready to play the home half, and Delmarva grabbing the bats for the first time. It begins with lefty Luis Valdez. Michael Deson will bat second, and Noelbert Romero is third. Dalen Miley gets his first sign of the night from Freddy Guillamo. Motions home a pitch and splits the middle with a fastball. 0-1 on the speedy Luis Valdez, always a threat to drop a bunt to open the first inning. Miley, out of the wind, throws home. Swing and a miss on a changeup, 0-2. Isaac Bologna will hit fourth today. Isaac De Leon is fifth, and then Trendon Craig sixth. Bottom three of the order for Felipe Alou Jr. is Creed Willems, Moises Ramirez, and Aaronson Placencia, excuse me. And it's a one-ball, two-strike count now on Miley as he misses low. 1-2. Dalen Miley coming into today with a sub-5 ERA, just barely hanging out under 5. Here's a chopping ball over the mound. Molina moving left. Fields on the second base side of the bag. Steps and throws. Got him. Every second matters when Luis Valdez is moving up the line. Heck, every tenth of a second matters when he's moving up the line. One of the league's fastest runners is thrown out by a fraction of an inch from Luis Danny Molina. Good play, moving over from short, had to cross over into second base territory. He had the better chance at making that play than Jackson Hallmark, who had his momentum going away from first base. Now Miley faces Michael Deson and misses inside with a breaking ball. It's a three-pitch combination for Dalen Miley, fastball, changeup, and a slider that he goes to very often, almost more than any other pitcher in this Fayetteville rotation. 1-0 home, and there's that big bender. Slider breaking to the outside. Deson chased, and it's 1-1. Deson was 0-for-3 yesterday, did reach on a pair of walks and scored a run. Miley delivers his 1-1. It's a high fastball. Two balls and a strike. Other numbers for Miley this year, we mentioned the ERA, 4.98. 2-2 record. He's pitching in his 11th game of the year and sixth start for Fayetteville. 34 1/3 total innings of work. The 2-1, high and outside. Three balls and a strike. 19 earned runs given up, 20 in total. He's surrendered 29 hits, 28 walks, but 47 strikeouts. He's been racking up the swing and miss this year. Well over one strikeout per inning. 3-1 offering is high, and there's the walk. So you'll get just about as many walks, almost one per inning with Dalen Miley. But where he has been good this year is leaving base runners on, holding opposing hitters to a right about a 200 average when runners are on base. After the ground out to short, our ball game has its first base runner, Deson, after the walk. Third time he's walked over the last couple nights. Patient approach for him. And now Noelbert Romero is into the right side, and a fastball runs very far and away. 1-0 on Romero. Miley works out of the stretch now, sits just above the belt, delivers, and a swing and a fastball back to the screen. 1-1. Fayetteville is back in those road gray uniforms today, the 1918 variety, with the gray top, the Fayetteville black block lettering across the chest of the uniform, the gray pants with a black pinstripe, and the high black socks for majority of the Fayetteville defenders that choose to wear them high. Here's the 1-1. And it misses upstairs. In fact, the entire Fayetteville infield today probably got together pregame and said, let's wear the socks high. They all have them up, and then the outfield grouped together and said, let's play contrarian. All of them are wearing the socks down. Dalen Miley peeks over that left shoulder, checks the runner, throws his 2-1. A pop fly, foul territory, first base side. Guillamo sheds the mask, runs over to the on-deck circle, but it gets about six rows into the seats. And the count will remain 2-2 on Noelbert Romero, three-hitter, third baseman. One for five last night. Did score a run. His lone base hit was a single. 12 hits for Fayetteville's offense yesterday. Tied their single game high with 13 runs. Shorebirds with 7 runs on 8 total base hits. See if these two defenses can play a clean defensive game, though. 5 combined errors between the two yesterday. 3 from the Shorebirds, 2 by Fayetteville. And as Colin Casey touched on during the last homestand, Fayetteville has creeped their way up towards the very top in overall fielding percentage in the Carolina League this year. So hoping to get back to that standard tonight. 3-2, full count on Romero. And here comes Miley. A tapper is foul. Right behind home. Now, Elbert Romero, 254 hitter. He has 4 home runs this season. OPS at 726. And he's driven in 15 for the Shorebirds. They're in the black uniforms today. Look a lot like Baltimore Orioles down there. 3-2 pitch is pulled high, but very foul. Down the left field side. And the count will stay 3-2. The black helmets, those black uniforms with the orange trim detail around the sleeves and the collar. Big orange numbers on the backs of those uniforms. White pants with a black pinstripe and high black socks for those that wear them up. And a fastball runs up and outside. 93 missed by Miley. And he's issued back-to-back walks in this first inning after the Valdez bounce out. Isaac Baloney will hit, but before he steps in, already an early meeting for the Fayetteville pitching coach. John Kovalik is making his way out there to the mound, maybe sensing a little bit of early frustration or some mechanical issues for Miley. Going to go out there and try and calm down the starter. Miley has been kind of hit or miss the last couple times he's been out there on the mound. Last time out, June 2nd, that was at home against the Frednats on Thursday. He went 4 innings, gave up 8 hits, 5 earned runs, couple of walks, and 4 strikeouts. So it wasn't his best. The 5 earned runs tied a season high for Miley, but the outing prior to that, his final appearance in June, was one of his best. 5 innings, 2 hits. He gave up just 1 run, walked 2, and struck out 7, which was just 1 short of his season high total in strikeouts. So he's been kind of fluctuating back and forth, and he's hoping this tonight can be a turnaround from his last outing on Thursday. Those 8 hits he surrendered last time were a new season high mark for Miley. Tonight, a couple of walks in the bottom of the first. 0-1 pitch, he gets ahead of Baloney. It's a breaking ball, that slider down low, and a good block by Freddy Guillamo. 1-1. Around the diamond for Fayetteville tonight, Kennedy Corona covering left, Joey Loper-Fito, the leader in center, and Tyler Whitaker patrolling right. Yuris Ramirez is over at third across the diamond. Victor Miskai making his first start this week. Leo Stanley Molina, just about the everyday shortstop, back at his usual position. Jackson Hallmark is at second base, and Freddy Guillamo does the catching. Miguel Palma in the gear last night gets a night off. Miley's 1-1 pitch. Misses up and inside and sends Baloney leaning back at the waist. Kennedy Corona's 4 RBI day yesterday puts him at 30 on the season, and he's now tied with Isaac Baloney for 6th overall in the RBI column in the Carolina League this year. This is one of the Shorebirds' leading run producers, the cleanup man. Baloney takes inside. Ball pops in and out of Guillamo's mitt, and both runners will advance. That'll be a pass ball on Freddy Guillamo. A pitch that ran up and in and just hit him right in the palm of the mitt. And now Eric Braun, the trainer, is coming out of the dugout just to make sure Freddy Guillamo is okay. That's odd. I'm surprised to see Eric Braun walking out of the dugout. I didn't notice that Freddy Guillamo motioned towards the dugout. Anytime you're a catcher, of course, you run the risk of taking a bruise somewhere. And it looks like they're focusing right now on the upper body of Guillamo, somewhere around the shoulder area. Eric Braun content. Gets the word that he's okay and heads back to the dugout. So second and third where they stand. Open base now on first following the pass ball. So a walk would load up the bases. Miley trying to avoid his third straight walk. Infield in on the grass. Fastball up and outside, and Miley has walked another. Miley goes to the rosin bag. It is a humid day today. We mentioned it's breezy, so it's not very hot. The wind is offering some relief from the heat, only in the mid-80s today, but there is some moisture in the air, and you do have to wonder whether that could be affecting the grip of Miley at all. He goes to the rosin bag to try and help that issue. And now faces Isaac De Leon, right-handed batter, shortstop, and a first-pitch strike right over the middle. Seems like Miley has to still establish that velocity before he can go to his favorite pitch, the slider. Dalen Miley winding, throwing, and missing a little bit high. Guillamo tried to frame it, didn't get the call. One ball and one strike. DeSone on third, Romero on second, and Isaac Bologna on first. We're scoreless and hitless still. But Delmarva with three base runners, all with the walk. 1-1, chased down in the dirt. Good breaking ball from Miley. And an even better block by Freddy Guillamo. Not distracted by the swing, and he's able to keep the runners where they are. Made a mention of it a few times last night on the broadcast, but there is a ton of space between home plate and the backstop here at Purdue Stadium. Probably close to 25 yards or so. So if a ball gets by the catcher, it's scoring a man from third, unquestionably. And down in the dirt, another swing and miss, strike three. Big slider from Dalen Miley. He goes to it on back-to-back throws and picks up a huge second out. Limits the options now for Delmarva. Sack fly will no longer do it. Ground ball on the infield won't do it. Walker, wild pitch, could still bring home a run. Base hit, of course, and now it's Trendon Craig taking strike one. First pitch changeup hovering its way in there for Miley. No balls in one strike. Miley's pitch count at 27 in this first inning. Usual cap is around 35 or so an important at bat here, and he delivers another strike right back to the changeup on the outer corner. About belt level to Craig, and it's 0-2. Miley, after loading up the bases on three walks, trying to pitch out of it himself. Put up a zero in the bottom of the first, strand three. 0-2 coming home, and it is strike three called. Trendon Craig looks at one right down the middle, and Dalen Miley pitches himself in and out of trouble in this bottom of the first inning. Two strikeouts, three walks, and a ground out. And Delmarva strands three. We go to the second inning, scoreless on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. laborious first inning for Dalen Miley, but one where no runs come home for Delmarva. Three left on after three walks. Miley able to focus in from that point, strike out a couple, and exit the inning. Now Joey Loperfido attacks the first pitch of this top second and bounces it foul past Vincent Blue in the first base coach's box. Loperfido, the lefty, coming off his first three-hit game of the regular season. 3-for-6 last night. All of his hits were singles. He scored a run, drove in a run, and struck out twice. He takes a strike, 0-2. Carter Baumler, the Delmarva starter, throws, and he wraps his bat around a breaking ball, bounces it towards first. Ramirez Fields hustles over towards the bag and retires Loperfido on a 3 unassisted. 4 up, 4 down for Carter Baumler tonight. And Logan Cerny, the designated hitter for Fayetteville, gets to step in. Big night for Cerny yesterday as well. Mention all those players with multi-hit games. Loperfido, the 3-hit game. Logan Cerny as well, finishing 3-for-5 and just a triple shy of the cycle. First pitch his way. Fastball strike at the knees. 3-for-5, a home run, a double. 2 runs, 3 driven in, and a strikeout for Logan in the series opener. Infield, outfield, play him straight up. Here's the 0-1 home. Down low. Cerny's home run had the best exit velo out of all of them. We never saw an exact exit velo. I would have bet that it was close to 110. It was a laser that got out of here in a split second. Distance reading on it was 393. Here's the 1-1. And it's on the outside corner. Just missed. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Baumler. 2 balls and a strike. Logan Cerny is up the average to 224. And a fastball right down the middle evens it at 2-2. You go all the way back to May 27th, and that's when Cerny's average really hit a low point. It was at 175. Fastball away, fills things up 3-2. That's when he really started to get hot, last couple series, and he's upped his average all the way from 175 to where it is now, 224, just about 50 points. Thanks to the stretch he's been on, by far his best offensive stretch of the season. It was that big opening weekend where he had in Kannapolis a couple of leadoff home runs. Then things really cooled off the rest of April, early May. 3-2 popped up, and this will find the seats. Keep it full. Over Cerny's last 8 games, just over a week's worth of play, 14 for his last 31, including 3 home runs, 3 doubles, and a triple, and he's driven in 12 over the last 8. Swings and misses at a 3-2 changeup, and he's the second strikeout for Carter Baumler. Good battle by Cerny, long at bat, but he loses that one, and there's 2 quick outs in the Fayetteville second inning. The task for tonight for Fayetteville is to try and score the first run of the season off of Carter Baumler. This is his third start, and as mentioned, he has no ERA. Tyler Whitaker takes a fastball, strike 1. 3 innings against the Charleston River Dogs back on May 25th. 3 scoreless for him in that game. Pitch, Whitaker takes low. Second outing was on June 1st on the road against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, a very good offense, one of the best in the league, and he threw 3 scoreless against them. 1-ball, 1-strike pitch, and it misses inside. An 80-mile-per-hour changeup on Witt, 2-1. So he's now up to 7 2/3 innings this year in the Carolina League of scoreless baseball. Fayetteville trying to scratch one across on him. 2-1 pitch to Whitaker. Misses up high. 3-1 the count. Whitaker comes into tonight batting 165 and playing in his 50th game of the year. 3-1 pitch is on the lower outside corner, called strike 2 by Stephen Craze. Full count, 2 outs, bases empty, no score in the top of the second inning. Whitaker with 3 homers, 22 driven in to go along with 5 doubles and a triple. Payoff pitch strikes him out swinging. High fastball at 93 gets Tyler Whitaker, and Carter Baumler has retired six straight to begin it tonight on the mound. Dalen Miley, after a turbulent first but a scoreless first, heads back out there when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Creed Willems flies the very first pitch of the bottom of the second inning out to straightaway center. Joey Loperfido camped under making the grab. One pitch, one out. Just like that, right out of break for Dalen Miley. And we'll see if he can string together some outs here in this first. He got the first out very quickly to open his night, but then walked those three straight hitters before a pair of strikeouts left the Delmarva bases loaded up. Retires Willems with the flyout. And now Moises Ramirez, the eight-hitter, first baseman, looking at a fastball down and away. 1-0 count. Miley gets the sign from Guillamo. Target set low and in. There's a slider that breaks towards the middle, but it was below the zone. Good one from Miley. It's been the fastball, the pitch that hasn't quite been pinpoint for Miley, but that slider's looked awful good today and is getting some swings and misses as it's intended. 1-1. Right back to the breaking ball, a front door pitch. Slider on the inner half to the righty Ramirez, 1-2. Moises Ramirez was in the lineup yesterday, finished 1-for-3, single and a walk. And now the 1-2 pitch from Miley is hit hard on the ground out to short. Gobbled up by Molina. He spins but throws wildly to first. Mascai off of the bag, able to reel it in, prevent that ball from going to the dugout. And Moises Ramirez reaches safely. Wait for the official scoring decision to come in. It wasn't the most easy play in the world for Molina. He had to move left, scoop it on the run, spin with his feet on the fringe of the left center field grass, and then throw. All in kind of one fluid motion. So one in, now it's Aaronson Plasencia. And now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. One ball and one strike. Big hole on the right side. Jackson Hallmark is shifted over towards the middle. Over from second base. And a hack at the 1-1. Empty on a fastball. Plasencia, a 154 hitter. No homers, no RBIs, OPS at 339. Playing in his first game of the series. Short lead off of first for Ramirez. 1-2 comes home. It is popped up back towards our press box. And it'll fall into the seats. 1-2. Asensia with a slight bend in the knees, but a mostly upright stance. Wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Takes a swing at an inside changeup and spoils it foul. Keeps the count at 1-2. Licencia stands 6-1, originally from the Dominican Republic. International free agent signing by the Baltimore Orioles in 2019. 1-2 pitch. A check swing on a slider down to the dirty went too far. Stephen Craes doesn't need help with an appeal. He makes the decision himself behind the plate. And Plasencia strikes out. Two gone. Ramirez holding it first. By the way, official scoring decision coming in on the Ramirez ground ball that pulled Molina to his left and then the throw off Mescai off of the bag. And they've issued a throwing error on Molina, E6. So still no hits in this game with the error. First pitch to Luis Valdez is punched foul left side. Third baseman Yuris Ramirez in towards the grass. Molina shifted over towards the middle. Hallmark straight up at second. And after a look to first, pitch coming in, it hopscotches the plate, and Freddy Guillamo blocks it. 1-1 count on Valdez. Vanville like to try and keep him off the bases as much as possible tonight. League's leading base stealer. Two swipe bags yesterday. Was running pretty much every time he got on. Finished 0-3. Tonight he's 0-1. 1-1 pitch. Swings at a breaking ball below the zone. Good one from Miley. 1-2 the count. Woodpeckers will have their bottom three in the order to try and figure out Carter Baumler in the third. Mescai, Guillamo, and Ramirez. Miley gets the sign, sets above the belt, peeks to first, slide steps home, and strikes out Valdez with a breaking ball in the dirt. Freddy Guillamo picks it up, but Valdez opts not to run to first. Guillamo will throw it casually up the first base line, and that'll complete the strikeout and end the inning. So Dalen Miley strikes out two more, four punch-outs through two scoreless, and we head to the third. Nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Six up, six down tonight for the Fayetteville offense. Carter Baumler has been lights out so far over two innings, three strikeouts. He comes home to Victor Mescai for the first time tonight. Victor fouls it back into the screen. 0-1 count, first at bat this week in Salisbury for Victor. Day off yesterday. He's added the lineup Sunday as well, so a lot of extended rest for Victor Miskai. Takes a changeup low and away. One and one the count. Victor Miskai coming in batting 217 over 36 games. His five homers, nine doubles, 20 driven in. 1-1 pitch, very high with a fastball. 2-1 the count. Miskai with 21 walks, 51 strikeouts, is on base at 336. Slugging 426. The 2-1. Sticks the bat out and flares one foul back of home. Two ball, two strike count on Victor Miskai, the Brazilian native. Baumler gets the sign from Willems, begins the motion, the 2-2. Strikes him out swinging. That's the curveball from Willems. Worked it to the low outside corner, and that's three straight strikeouts for Baumler. Four over two and a third. And Baumler, one of those guys that could pitch himself into some pretty lofty prospect status, being a fifth rounder in 2020. Now, he underwent Tommy John surgery right after that 2020 draft. Really not a bad time to undergo the surgery if you need it, considering there was no minor league season. That's your time to heal up and get ready for the true start of your pro career in 2021, as it was the case for many minor leaguers. 1-0 pitch to Freddy Guillamo. Knee-buckling curveball, but it missed down and in, 2-0. So he recovered from the Tommy John surgery. October 2020 is when he had it. And his debut was just a couple weeks ago in pro ball. May 25th, as we mentioned, on the road at the Joe in Charleston. That was the first time he ever pitched in a professional game. All of 2021 was made up of rehab. And he finished up the long road back to baseball just recently. Liner hit foul towards the press box, and that just missed a window. And 3-1 rather on Freddy Guillamo. Day off yesterday. Guillamo hitting for the first time in this series. 153 batter, playing in his 30th game, and he swings at a high fastball to bring it back to 3-2. 8 1/3 scoreless innings of work to begin the career for Carter Baumler. Payoff pitch to Guillamo is a curve that misses inside, and that'll end the stretch of seven in a row retired. You have the Woodpeckers their first base runner. One out, top third. Guillamo to first on the walk, and Yuris Ramirez is coming up. Yuris Ramirez is ready, and here's the pitch. First pitch fastball up and inside, and it's 1-0. Yuris, like Guillamo, Miskai, all three of these hitters in the bottom of Fayetteville's order, day off yesterday. Ramirez batting an even 200 over 100 at-bats. 20 hits, 100 ABs, 5 homers, 14 driven in, and Ramirez fouls one off right side of the plate. One ball and one strike. Carter Baumler, guy that didn't pitch in college. He was plucked out of high school, just 20 years old, after the Tommy John rehab. Dowling Catholic in West Des Moines, Iowa, is where he was selected by Baltimore. Breaking ball down low, and generally to sign a player away from a college commitment, the big league teams have to pay up, and that's what they did with Baumler. $1.5 million to sign pro, and it pulled him away from a commitment to TCU. He's going to go play for the Horned Frogs, a high-end Division I college program. Here's the 2-1 offering from Baumler. And a check swing and a foul ball hit into the screen. TCU, I guess, not as nationally relevant over the last couple of years as they were in the teen years. Went to a lot of regionals, super regionals, College World Series during the 2010 to about 2017 span of time. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And Ramirez bounces one foul just along the third base line and beyond Joe Thon in that third base coach's box. Two balls and two strikes. That $1.5 million signing bonus for Baumler, almost three times the expected signing bonus of a guy around the fifth round, though. That's a slot that usually carries about a $420,000 value to it. So they really backed up the money truck in order to get Baumler away from TCU and into the system. Fastball came home. It looked like a strike, but time was called right before the pitch. It'll stay 2-2 on Yuri's Ramirez. One away, and Guillamo off of second. No score in the top of the third. Baumler works from the third base side of the rubber. Sets at the belt and pitches. Strikes out Ramirez swinging. High fastball at 92 miles an hour. Gets Yuri's Ramirez first time through the Fayetteville order. Carter Baumler has 5 Ks. And now with two outs in the third, he'll face Jackson Hallmark for a second time. So Hallmark ready, struck out to open the game, and stays patient on a first pitch fastball up and away. Last night's ball game was a 5-5 tie after three. We had 10 total runs of offense between the two sides over the first three innings, and tonight seems like it's going to have a different feel. Still no hits on the board, no runs. Guillamo takes the secondary lead. Pitch comes in, breaking ball, that curve from Baumler missed down in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes on Jackson Hallmark. Interesting TCU tie as well between the pitcher and catcher pairing that the Shorebirds have rolled out there tonight. Just like Baumler, the catcher Creed Willems was also committed to go play for the Horned Frogs last year, but signed away out of high school. Here's the 2-1 pitch and a swing from Hallmark. So a couple of guys who were recruited by the same TCU personnel. Could have been college teammates for multiple years, but instead now find themselves within the same pro organization. Two ball, two strike pitch. And Hallmark watches a fastball at 94, miss up above the zone. That's one of the harder pitches so far for Carter Baumler. He's emptying out the tank right now, knowing this might be his final out tonight. He's gone just three innings in each of his first two outings despite the success. Bullpen is warming. Payoff pitch incoming to Hallmark with a runner on the move. Hallmark pops it up and onto the top of our press box. Keep the count 3-2. Pitcher scheduled to come in behind Baumler today is Juan De Los Santos. Baumler trying to make it three straight scoreless outings to begin his 2022 season. Another payoff pitch to Hallmark. Is a center cut fastball looked at for strike three. Baumler does throw three scoreless. He strikes out six along the way, including three woodpeckers in the top of the third, and we remain scoreless. Fayetteville strands a runner on the Guillamo walk. Bottom third next, no score on the Woodpeckers broadcast network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Michel Deson begins the bottom of the third inning. Dalen Miley is back out there on the mound after his counterpart Carter Baumler fires off three scoreless. Very first pitch, lined towards the middle. Hallmark shifted over, spears it to his backhand side, and pulls away what would have been a single into center field. That's the hardest hit ball from really either offense today, and Michel Deson is sent right back to the dugout as a result. So Miley got the very first pitch of the second inning for an out. He does that again here in the third. And he now faces Nolbert Romero. Miley misses off the outside. Much cleaner second inning for Dalen Miley after a first where he walked the bases loaded, then struck out a pair to get out of the jam. Struck out two more in the second inning. It was only a throwing error by Leo's Danny Molina that allowed a runner to reach. Fastball down and outside for a 2-0 count on Romero. Dalen Miley peers over the glove and delivers. Misses outside with another fastball. Has fallen behind. Three balls and no strikes. Romero, one of those guys that walked in the first, so he hasn't seen much to hit today. Miley throws his 3-0. Get it over pitch, 91-mile-per-hour fastball, 3-1. Sun has left the diamond, stadium lights have flicked on, they're starting to take their effect. Base is empty, one gone in the bottom of the third, and the 3-1 pitch. Outside, and he walked him again. Fourth walk given up by Miley, second to Nolbert Romero. He strolls to first, Isaac Bologna strolls to the plate. The four walks for Dalen Miley tonight, still not a season high. It's the second most he's given up in a game this year, but the season high for Miley was a tough night on May 15th where he walked six total Carolina Mudcats before after leaving over an inning and two-thirds. Didn't make it out of the second inning of that start. Here tonight he has an out in the bottom of the third. Pitch home. And a backdoor breaking ball to the lefty, Isaac Bologna. Slider sweeps to the middle, and it's 0-1. Bologna walked in the first inning. Still 1-for-4 in this series. The walk was his second on the week. 0-2, or 0-1 rather. Line drive hit through the right side into the right center field alleyway. Whitaker cuts it off, fires back to the infield. Romero gets to second base. Isaac Bologna has the very first hit from either side in this game. It's a one-out single to put two on. And now it's Isaac De Leon. Dalen Miley, the 24-year-old, third oldest player on the roster. Born in January of 98, 24 years old. They also have 24-year-old Fraylin Garcia, who's the second oldest on the team. And the new oldest player is a guy who was brought down from Asheville on Monday. And we should see at some point in this series, it's sidearm pitcher Palmer Wenzel, a former arm at the University of Texas for the Longhorns. He's with the club this week. We'll pitch at some point here in Maryland, 0-1 home. And a called strike on the outside corner. He's 25 years old, only 25-year-old on the team. But no doubt Dalen Miley, one of those veteran guys that serves as a leader around the clubhouse and amongst a number of guys on the pitching staff, some as young as just 19 years old. He's gotten ahead of De Leon, no balls and two strikes. Struck him out back in the first inning. Force at all bases, first and second where the runners stand. 0-2 comes home, misses up and in. Snap throw down to first, and they have Bologna caught off of the bag. Mascai chasing him towards second base. He slows up before the bag and tags him out. Second base runner Nolbert Romero didn't go anywhere. And Isaac Bologna had a huge lead down at first. The lead at second base for Romero wasn't too large. And Freddy Guillamo wisely saw that. He backpicked him And Fayetteville picks up a freebie out. Second of the inning. Baloney picked off. And Dalen Miley a chance to work out of another base runner situation. Second time tonight he's had to command the game with runners in scoring position. Here's a bouncer hit to the right side. A sweeping backhand attempt from Mascai. He knocks it down but can't make a play. Isaac De Leon makes it safe. Down to third goes Romero. And there's runners on the corners. That was a ball hit the opposite way that pulled Mascai over to his right. I don't know if he made the best attempt at that. He probably could have retreated on the ball a bit, given himself a better chance to field, and so they've assessed an error. Really going to be tough to field the ball the way Mascai did with a sweeping backhand, so an E3. Now Trendon Craig in a right side stance, and he fouls the first pitch onto the roof of the ballpark out of play, 0-1. E3 on Mascai. And it's the second error already tonight for Fayetteville, evening their total from last night. We mentioned it in the top of the first inning. As the 0-1 comes home, it's a roller towards the middle, backhanded by Hallmark behind the bag. He steps and throws to first in time to get the out. Long throw, testing the arm strength for Jackson Hallmark, but he can play all over the diamond. He's at third sometimes, and he showed off that arm strength there. 4-3, backhanded put out, and the inning is over. Dalen Miley strands two and keeps this game scoreless as we go to the fourth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. It is the top of the fourth inning in Salisbury, Maryland, Purdue Stadium, game 2 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds. Day is done for the Shorebirds starter, Carter Baumler. 3 hitless innings, just a walk and 6 strikeouts for Baumler. And he's gone 9 scoreless to begin his pro career. Orioles have to be thrilled with what they've seen from the 20-year-old Baumler after his Tommy John surgery and rehab. He's pitching great in his first Carolina League stint. Now Fayetteville takes on righty Juan De Los Santos. First pitch ran inside on Kennedy Corona. Corona is 0-for-1 with a ground out to shortstop back in the first inning. Leo Stanley Molina and Joey Loperfito will follow. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Corona hacks at a fastball. That one registers 96 on the right center field video board, so Fayetteville has to deal with a little bit more velocity with De Los Santos. And here's the 1-1. Corona takes up and outside. 2-ball, 2-strike count. So it was actually a 1-0 count. Then a pitch ran in, thought it missed Corona, but it might have just barely grazed his bat. So it was 1-1 at the time. Now 2-2. Here's the pitch, and Corona takes a fastball up and away. Consistent 96 from De Los Santos. 1-6 record and a 3.92 ERA. This is the first time this year that De Los Santos has come out of the bullpen. 10 games, 10 starts prior to tonight. And Corona lashes a liner opposite way. It'll slice foul beyond the right field picnic tables. Out towards the street, full count. 43 and two-thirds innings of work this year for De Los Santos. He's given up 19 earned runs, 19 walks as well, but 48 strikeouts. Payoff pitch is called strike three. On the low outside corner, he dots a 96-mile-per-hour fastball, and Kennedy Corona goes to 0-for-2. Seventh strikeout already for Delmarva pitching. After his big night yesterday, Kennedy Corona, an early 0-for-2, Leo Stanny Molina will give it a second shot. Infield plays him straight up, and the pitch. And a slider down below the zone. And De Los Santos does show that he, in fact, has an off-speed pitch after giving Kennedy Corona pretty much all 96 miles per hour. The pitch. High outside corner, right back to the heat, 95, called a strike. We noticed it yesterday, but the Delmarva infield really does not shift as much as the Fayetteville defense does. Changeup gets Molina swinging on the inside, and it's 1-2. Just about pretty much straight up every batter for Fayetteville. There's a lot of other defenses we've seen shift Fayetteville hitters. Woodpeckers usually have their shortstop or second baseman pinch somewhere towards the middle, but Delmarva likes to play it true. I got to say, it's a little refreshing with how many shifts we see now. You see a team play it straight up for once. Here's the two-ball, two-strike pitch to Molina. And strike three called. Again, a fastball pinpoint from De Los Santos. High outside corner heat. Molina's down looking. I think it's refreshing, though, just because you can tell yourself as a hitter down there that if I just put something up the middle, I know I'm going to get a base hit out of it. A lot of hitters now that say, I got to go the opposite way if I really want to guarantee myself a hit. The middle of the diamond is no longer available, but for this series, looks like it will be for majority of Fayetteville bats. Joey Loperfido swings at a first pitch on the inside and punches it foul into the netting above the third base dugout. Sent some of those Delmarva players on the railing ducking for cover. Here's the 0-1. Loperfido swings, lines one up the middle, and there's that base hit to center. Joey Loperfido has his 50th hit of the year, and he has reached base in a 30th consecutive game. The franchise record on base streak for Loperfido hits 30. His fourth hit already in this series, 3-for-6 last night, now 1-for-2 tonight. Not only is it his 50th hit, but it's the first hit tonight for Fayetteville. It was a little too early to be talking no hit bid, really, until you get to the fifth or sixth, but a good start tonight from the Delmarva pitching staff. Cerny drives it the opposite way, but playable on the first pitch. Bologna sizing it up, camped underneath, makes the grab. The inning is over, but not before Joey Loperfido gives Fayetteville their first hit. He's left stranded on, and we play the bottom of the fourth next. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Glory days. All right.
Welcome back to Salisbury Maryland, Purdue Stadium. Scoreless game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Creed Williams is the left-handed hitter facing Daylon Miley. He goes a little bit longer tonight than his counterpart for Delmarva, Carter Baumler. Limited on the pitch count, the innings limit, three hitless for him. Loperfido ended that early no-hit bid in the fourth with a single, but was left on. Williams, Moises Ramirez, and Aronson Plasencia will be the three. Miley walked a man, gave up a single in the third, but a pickoff move helped him get out of another inning scoreless. And Williams hits a sinking liner over towards first. Muskai backhands it right before it hits the dirt. Picks it on the line, and that'll be an out. That's the second well-hit liner on the Fayetteville infield tonight for Delmarva. Michel Desson lasered one towards the middle where Jackson Hallmark was stationed in the third inning. Hallmark was able to pull that one in, and Muskai takes one away from Williams. So now Moises Ramirez reaching out in front at a slider. And breaking ball for Miley, still pinpointed at this stage in the night. Been using it heavily. And here's the 0-1 to Ramirez. Right back to the slider. Line drive towards the middle, out of the reach of Hallmark and into center field. Moises Ramirez has the second Delmarva hit on the night. Aronson Plasencia is the righty. First pitch from Miley missed on the inside. Here's the next one home. It's a breaking ball. Bounces in front of the plate. Guillamo scuffles with it and can't jump on top in time. Moises Ramirez will make it down to second base on a wild pitch from Miley. No runs, a hit, two errors for Fayetteville. Run on two base hits, singles for Delmarva. No errors for the Delmarva defense. Plasencia struck out against Miley in the second. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Miley. And it's hit to the left side on one high hop. It's past Ramirez, fielded deep in the hole by Molina, but he will not have a play. Too long of a throw to make across the diamond. Moises Ramirez moving on contact, makes it to third. Plasencia will get a single. Back-to-back hits in another sticky situation for Daylon Miley. He's worked his way out of two jams already, and now he has to navigate around runners on the corners with one out. Here's the first one home, a line drive foul left side from Luis Valdez. Valdez is a good bunter, a lot of speed. Scoreless game right now. I'd be looking for Valdez to potentially play some small ball. Yuri Ramirez is playing it close towards the third base grass just in case. 0-1 and a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. So Miley quickly gets ahead 0-2. Very well neutralized the bunt threat now from Valdez. No surprise not to see him square at all yet tonight. He tried to drop a bunt a couple of times yesterday. He's 0-2 with a ground out to short, swinging strikeout. Miley peeks to first. Here's his 0-2, and it's a slider down and inside for a one ball and two strike count. MLB.com will go around and rank not only the overall prospects 1 through 30, but also the players with the top skill sets in their respective organizations. 1-2 coming home, line drive, hit towards second base, and Molina catches it behind the bag before it gets into center field. Molina shifted over, makes that play perfectly to turn Valdez 0-3, but just to wrap that point on the skill set ratings, they rate top power in the organization, top contact, top arm strength, and Luis Valdez was given the top speed attribute amongst all the prospects. But tonight, Fayetteville has effectively kept him off the bases. Michel Desson is the new batter, righty in, And a first pitch slider darts low and outside, 1-0. Dalen Miley is trying to strand a fourth runner in scoring position tonight for the Shorebirds. Left runners on second and third in the first. Man on third base in the third. Runners on the corners, two away in this fourth. And a breaking ball misses below the zone. It's 2-0. Pair of singles from Ramirez and Plasencia at the bottom of the order. Deson has walked and lined out sharply to second base. Takes a swing on an inside fastball and knuckles it foul straight backwards. 2-1 count. Fayetteville in the fifth will have Tyler Whitaker, Victor Miskai, and Freddie Guillamo coming up, the 6, 7, and 8 of their order, to face, we presume, Juan de los Santos for another inning. Miley's 2-1. Hit hard, one hop, behind second base, bobbled by Hallmark. He picks up and rushes a throw to first in time to end the inning. Well, Hallmark wanted to play it on a hop and go to second. He knocked down the ball. That killed off a chance to make a play at second base, but he has the instincts to go to first, end the inning, and Miley works out of another runner in scoring position spot. Four left in scoring position so far through four innings, and we play the fifth. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We are through four tonight in Salisbury, and Tyler Whitaker begins the top of the fifth. Scoreless ball game. Juan de los Santos pumps home a 94-mile-per-hour fastball to begin. Whitaker 0-1. Whitaker a strikeout in the second inning against Carter Baumler, six in total for the starter. And Whitaker swings too far, tried to hold up but broke the plane on a low-and-away slider. Quickly in a no-ball, two-strike count. De Los Santos struck out two in the fourth, worked around a Joey Loperfido single. That's been the only hit tonight for the Woodpeckers, 0-2. Whitaker takes up and in, 95. That single for Joey Loperfido, putting him on base for a 30th consecutive game. Set the franchise record for longest ever on base streak when he reached in a 27th straight. And he's the first ever Fayetteville player to hit the 30 mark. Whitaker strikes out swinging, 96-mile-per-hour gas, and he's 0-2 with a couple of Ks. So here's left-handed hitter Victor Miskai. Base is empty, one gone, and Miskai 0-1 with a strikeout in the third. First pitch down low, and it gets between the legs of Willems, runs to the backstop. A one ball and no strike count. Pitch is popped up by Miskai, third base side foul territory, and it'll fall into some empty seats. And a good crowd tonight, most of them fill in the lower bowl. A good chunk of the fans in the house tonight are senior citizens. the Silver Slugger promotion tonight. Not sure what the age cutoff is on the Silver Slugger. Maybe 55, 60. Here's a fly ball up along the left field line. Tailing towards that 309 sign, but with room in front of the track, Craig makes the catch, and Mesky flies out. But I'd say, not to pinpoint a specific age or so, but majority of the fans in-house tonight are probably enjoying retirement age, coming out on a ballpark, getting a good discount on a Wednesday. Here comes the first one to Freddy Guillamo, and a swing and a liner into the screen above the first base dugout. If I'm not broadcasting games at 65, then I hope I'm kicking back at a minor league game on a Wednesday night, 40 years from now. 0-1 pitch. Line drive hit down the left field side, and that will get out of play. So Freddy Guillamo behind 0-2. Vin Scully did it until he was 88 years old. Here's the 0-2 offering to Guillamo, and a fastball just missed outside. John Sterling's getting up there, New York Yankees radio voice. He's 84 years old. There was a report that came out the other day that John Sterling's going to start reeling back some of his road game travel. 0-2 to Guillamo, down and outside. But the most famous of them all, outside of Vin Scully, has to be Bob Uecker. What's Bob Uecker pushing these days? Oh, he's 88. So he's right up there with the age that Scully retired. 2-2 pitch to Freddy Guillamo. Breaking ball down and outside. Three balls and two strikes. Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker. I pull for the Brewers just to see Bob Uecker get a champagne shower in his late 80s. 3-2 payoff pitch, and Guillamo strikes out swinging on a slider down and away. That'll end the inning. Two more strikeouts for Juan de los Santos, and Fayetteville has been held to no runs and just one hit through five tonight. We're halfway through it, still no score. Delmarva coming up to bat in the bottom of the fifth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Let's take a look for the first base dugout. It's time for the South Cowboys Cafe Donut Toss. Tonight's contestants are Sherman and Chase. Here's how it works. Fans hit four donuts, and they can get two out of those four donuts stacked on top of Chase. We're going to walk out here with a very special prize from your friends at Cowboys Cafe.
It's the bottom of the fifth inning, and the day is complete for Dalen Miley. Alex Santos takes over on the mound for the Woodpeckers after Miley goes four, and he brings home a slider, and Romero checks the swing, goes too far. It is 0-2. Romero, Bologna, and then De Leon. 3, 4, and 5, heart of the order to greet Santos tonight. 0-2 pitch is lifted foul on the fly down the left field line. 0-2. Still on Romero. Pair of walks for Romero against Dalen Miley. Give you his final line tonight. as the pitch comes in. And a swing and a fly ball hit out to deep left field. Kennedy Corona backs up towards the warning track, had his hands out to his side, took a moment to find it in the stadium light, and last minute tracks it down and makes the catch. It is that tricky point in the night. It's not quite nighttime skies above our head. The sky is a deep blue. Stadium lights are in full effect down on the diamond, but a twilight can really disguise a baseball. Give it another 20, 25 minutes or so, and it'll be easier for those outfielders to track things. First pitch to Isaac Bologna, misses outside, and it's 1-0. That has to be a gut-sinking feeling when you're backing up on a fly ball and suddenly you can't find it. Swing and a miss. And you know that you have all of about 2 or 3 seconds to pinpoint that baseball, otherwise gravity is going to be not holding up for you. And that baseball will fall somewhere in the general vicinity. 1-2 two strike count, and Alex Santos pitching. Change up down to the dirt. Final line for Dalen Miley tonight reads as 4 complete innings. 4 drama-filled innings at that for Miley. 3 hits, no runs. 4 walks, 4 strikeouts for Miley, and most impressive is 4 base runners left in scoring position. Miley pitched out of a bases-loaded jam in the first, now a 3-2 pitch to Bologna. Outside for ball 4, and he walks. Then in the second inning, Miley worked around an error. Left a man on first base. Left a man on third in the third inning, and runners on first and third in the fourth. So Miley had really every opportunity to give up a run tonight, but ends up scoreless. His ERA entering the night was at 4.98. He was just barely hanging out in the fours, and he's dropped his ERA now to a more comfortable 4.46 after the 4 shutout innings. Alex Santos gets ahead 0-1 on Isaac De Leon. Out of the stretch, he throws. Slider down and away. 1-1. So Alex Santos hoping to provide some similar length to that of Dalen Miley. But we're scoreless. Both of these offenses trying to break through. 1-1. Change up right over the middle. Strike 2 called on De Leon. We last saw Alex on the mound in the recent homestand Thursday, pitched the same day Miley did against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Misses outside with a fastball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gave Fayetteville one of his stronger nights. 5 innings, 1 run, just one, make it 1 run, 1 earned, and he allowed 4 hits. Allowed a walk and 4 strikeouts, and De Leon swings through a 2-2 changeup. Down he goes. Strike 3. Alex Santos has 2 outs in the fifth. Man on first for Trendon Craig. A looking K against Miley in the first and a ground out to second base back in the third. He checks his swing on a slider down and outside on the corner, and he went too far, says home plate umpire Stephen Craze. And now the 0-1 delivery. Fly ball hit deep left center field. Corona is going back. He's onto the warning track. He looks up at the wall. It is gone. A 2-run home run from Trendon Craig breaks the deadlock. 2-0 Shorebirds in the bottom of the fifth inning. Trendon Craig hits his 2nd home run of the season. 16th and 17th RBIs, and he got all of that baseball. Estimated distance 430 feet to left center field. Alex Santos surrenders his 6th home run this year. He's been bit by the long ball on quite a few occasions. And now it's lefty Creed Willems, who also has a lot of power from that left side. Hit a 2-run home run last night. Only long ball for Delmarva in the series prior to the Trendon Craig round tripper a moment ago. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Ramped up a fastball on him, 2-1. Santos coming into today prior to giving up that home run, which will push the ERA for him up over a 4. As he kicks and delivers home, and it's called a strike. 3-1 count. But he was right around the 4.5 territory, so it was already up above 4, and here comes the next pitch. A swing and a miss on a fastball and a good bounce back from Alex Santos, and he's back to the dugout after the 2-run home run. We're back in a moment. 2-0 Shorebirds, top 6 coming up on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. It's the top of the sixth inning, and Delmarva has grabbed the first lead tonight. 2-0 on the 2-run home run by Trendon Craig. Yuris Ramirez is the hitter, leading off the sixth, and swings at a changeup below the zone from righty Juan de los Santos. Creed Willems pops out of the crouch, asks for time, and wants to go talk with de los Santos. So we got our numbers tied up briefly there right before the break with Alex Santos following the home run. His ERA coming into tonight, 3.96. 0-4 record for Santos. And the 2-run home run up Santos's total ERA to 4.31. The sixth home run allowed this year by Alex Santos. So now Juan de los Santos gets to pitch with a lead. And you got a pitching coach going out there now after Creed Willems is out there trying to talk with De Los Santos. I wonder if there's a miscommunication of signs here. Or oh, yeah. So someone here in the press box pointed out that they're actually bringing out a little bit of tape to try and brighten up the fingers of Creed Willems. Getting nighttime now, and either, I think it wasn't tape, but I think it was a little bit of nail polish. It looked like the nail polish is what they brought out. Tape up the fingers of Willems so Juan de los Santos can see him a little more clear when he drops the signs. 0-1 pitch on the low outside corner. And it's 0-2. I guess the fingernail polish industry is taking a little bit of a hit on the major league side of things with PitchCom now, too. You had catchers that used to paint those fingernails bright orange or some highlighter color, and now with PitchCom, simple press of the button, relay to a speaker inside of the hitter's ball cap, no more need for finger polish. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Ramirez, and a fastball is letter high. 96 has been the consistent top out for De Los Santos. Four strikeouts over two scoreless for De Los Santos. Ramirez ready, 2-2 incoming. And he holds off a swing, but it's called strike three, the bottom of the zone. Ramirez is hopping up and down. He didn't like that call. He thought it was low, but doesn't direct an argument towards Stephen Craze. We'll save his words for the dugout. But Yuris Ramirez strikes out for a second time. He's now 0-2. And Jackson Hallmark, top of the Fayetteville order, coming up third time in. Infield straight up. First pitch to Hallmark is a slider that sweeps to the middle and is called strike one. Jackson Hallmark 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. All but one Fayetteville hitter has struck out tonight. That's Joey Loperfido. A swing and a soaring pop fly into shallow right. Shallow enough for the second baseman Valdez to make the call. He grabs it. And there's two gone. Hallmark goes to 0-3. Joey Loperfido, only guy to not strike out. He's 1-2. A single into center field in the fourth inning, and that's still the only Fayetteville hit tonight. A night after they put up 13 runs and 12 hits, Carter Baumler and Juan De Los Santos has kept Fayetteville to next to nothing. Kennedy Corona takes a slider. They looked outside, but called strike one. Zone expanded on that one, and Stephen Craze has become a little controversial to some of these Fayetteville hitters in the sixth. Corona has to go after one a little bit outside, fouls it off the end of the bat into the screen. And it's quickly 0-2. In the bottom of the sixth, Delmarva will have Moises Ramirez and Aronson Palencia leading it off. Here's the 0-2, and a liner hit to third, but right to Romero, guarding the line behind the bag. He spears it on a backhand, and that'll end the inning. Some of the best contact tonight from Fayetteville hitters, but Kennedy Corona lines out, goes to 0-3, and it's another 1-2-3 inning for De Los Santos. On to the bottom of the sixth inning. Our score, it's the Shorebirds 2 and the Woodpeckers nothing. Alex Santos returns to the mound for the bottom of the sixth inning. Two-run home run by Trendon Craig in the bottom of the fifth. Open the scoring tonight. It's 2-0 Shorebirds. And the first pitch from Santos is an elevated fastball for a 1-0 count. Moises Ramirez has reached on an error and a single. He's 1-2. Takes a slider to the outside corner. Good pitch and called strike one. Ramirez now 2-for-5 in this series with a walk in that single. 1-1. Foul tipped back behind the plate. One ball, two strike count. Ramirez, tall right-handed batter, stands 6'4", 235 in that right side. Spent a little bit of time on the injured list this year. 8 days in the middle of May, from May 10th through the 18th. Pitch down to the dirt, skips over Guillamo's glove, and it's now 2-2. Last year he was out at the Orioles spring training complex playing in the rookie ball ranks. Over 34 games was a 3.14 hitter. 2-2. Swing and a miss on a pitch down to the dirt. Guillamo blocks it, picks up, struts out in front of home plate, and delivers sharply up the first baseline for the first out of the sixth. Third strikeout already for Alex Santos. Good mix of speeds right there in that at bat as well for Santos. Started with the fastball, worked the changeup inside a couple of times, and finished off Ramirez with a down-and-away slider. Now it's Aaronson Plasencia, DH, right-handed bat, taking a first-pitch slider low, ball one. Plasencia up. Just a 154 hitter coming into tonight, but 1-for-2 with a single in the fourth. Takes a rip at one upstairs and missed, 1-1. He was in the Dominican Summer League back in 2019, 26 games after signing as an international free agent. 2021 was also at the Spring Complex. Florida Complex Orioles batted 217 with three doubles. Didn't homer, though. And got on with a 318 on base percentage. Still hasn't quite figured it out at the plate yet as a pro. 1-2 is a pitch on the low outside corner. Fraction of an inch outside the zone, and now it's 2-2. Leadoff man Luis Valdez on deck. Santos winding and pitching. Painting the outside corner with strike three. Got him looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Alex Santos in the sixth. And he's doing it a couple different ways. Got Ramirez with a slider down and away. And an outside corner fastball perfectly placed to Plasencia. And now back to the top with Luis Valdez. Fourth time up for the Delmarva leadoff man. And for the first time tonight, we'd been waiting for that. He squares to bunt but pulls back. And a changeup misses down and away. Here's the wind in 1-0. Change up down low. Two balls, no strikes. Santos with four strikeouts, a walk, and the lone blemish is a home run. 2-0. Swing and a line drive hit foul left of the suite area. 2-1. Only one ball's been put in play by the Shorebirds. They'll make it two. That was a leadoff flyout from Nolbert Romero in the fifth. Another pop fly foul ball left side. And after falling behind 2-0, Alex Santos gets it back to 2-2. Gets right back on that hill with a new baseball in hand. Begins the motion. 2-2 break even. Is rolled out towards Victor Mascai at first. He goes to a knee, picks up, runs over to the bag himself, touches. And the inning is over. Three unassisted, pair of strikeouts, all a part of a 1-2-3 sixth for Alex Santos. We're on to the final third of our ballgame. Top seven is next with the Shorebirds leading game two of this series, 2-0.
Red light, yeah.
top of the seventh inning, and the Woodpeckers trail 2-0. Delmarva trying to even up this series at a game apiece going into Thursday. Juan de los Santos has picked up right where Carter Baumler left off. The starter went 3. De los Santos has been pitching since the 4th. He's through 3 scoreless as well. Leo Stanley Molina in an 0-1 count beginning the inning. Fastball runs up and away. It's 1-1. Only base hit today for the Fayetteville offense. A Joey Loperfido single in the 4th. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Molina flies it opposite direction behind the first base bag. Along the line, Ramirez going out, and the first baseman makes an over-the-shoulder grab, trips over his right fielder, Bologna, in the process, but comes up with the baseball. Nice play by the first baseman. How often do you see one of those circling foul balls with 3 fielders fall between all of them? But that time, Ramirez is able to track it down last second. I think he even snow-coned that ball, it looked like, when he tripped over his right fielder. And Molina with a tough foul out. And he'll go foul out to the first baseman. Now Joey Loperfido trying for another multi-hit night after a 3-hit game yesterday. 1-for-2 with a single in the 4th. Line drive center field. That's been all today for Fayetteville. Here's a chopper hit right side. Coming forward on it, Ramirez. He misses it. Throws to first after the second baseman Valdez was able to receive it, and throwing over to the covering pitcher De Los Santos, who was not in time, and Loperfido legs out the single. So now Logan Cerny is coming up. Officially ruled a single by Loperfido. And he's on the move. First pitch coming home, down and in. Here's the throw down to second base, not in time. And Loperfido swipes second base. First time that the Woodpeckers have put a man on second tonight. You have the Loperfido single in the 4th. Only other base runner before the 7th inning was Freddie Guillamo, a walk in the 3rd inning. So near perfection tonight by the Delmarva pitching duo of Baumler and De Los Santos. Now man on second. And here's the 1-0 count to Cerny. He fouls it off the inside of his left foot. Of course, there's other action tonight around the Carolina League. There was a no-hitter alert in the Down East Kannapolis game up until the bottom of the 8th inning, but the Cannonballers have just broken up a Down East no-hit bid in the bottom of the 8th. In that game, the Down East Wood Ducks don't have a run, though, so they were pitching a no-hitter with no run support. It's still scoreless in the bottom of the 8th inning from Kannapolis. Cerny packs through a fastball and goes to a 1-2 count. Pitching for Kannapolis tonight, no shocker to see Christian Mena on the mound. He's a guy that's been a menace this year against Fayetteville offense. And a couple of scoreless outings for Mena. Both times he's faced Fayetteville, he's delivered a quality start, 1-2 pitch. Cerny fouls it back and out of play. Tonight, 6 scoreless innings and 8 strikeouts for the Cannonballers. But meanwhile, you had the Down East pitching staff who, again, threw that no-hitter into the 8th inning. 10 strikeouts, 5 hitless innings from the Down East starter Emiliano Teodo. Great night for him tonight. And strike 3 called on Cerny. Slider over the middle, got him. Cerny, 2 strikeouts, and 0-for-3 day. And then it was Corniel for Down East, Jose Corniel, that pitched 2 hitless innings and then gave up the hit in the 8th. Now both sides with the no-hit bid out of the way, looking for some offense, break a scoreless ball game. This game here in Salisbury was scoreless until the 6th. That's when a 2-run home run was hit by the Shorebirds from Trendon Craig. Rather a 5th-inning home run from Craig that got it to 2-0. Tyler Whitaker is the hitter. He swings and misses at a fastball, 0-1 count. Whitaker 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. 11 make it 12 strikeouts now for Fayetteville hitting after the backwards K to Logan Cerny. Whitaker fouls one to the screen. And it's 0-2. Got a few other scores to bring you circulating in from the Carolina League tonight. You have the Augusta Green Jackets, who are getting some real revenge over the Columbia Fireflies. 0-2 to Whitaker. Is a slider called strike three on the low inside corner. Front door pitch to the righty from Juan de los Santos. He strikes out two more in the seventh. Has punched out seven total hitters over four scoreless. Woodpeckers leave Loperfido on second after his infield single. And it's time to stretch at Purdue Stadium with the Shorebirds leading 2-0.
It's the middle of the seventh inning. You know what that means. It's time for the seventh inning stretch. So get up and stretch it out. There's plenty more baseball to be played. And sing along, too. Take me out to the ball game. Good job, man. Stay on your feet. Clap along to the beat, just like you can in yours. It's thank God I'm a country boy.
First pitch out in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's an inside fastball to Michel Desson. From Alex Santos, 2-0 Shorebirds. And the pitch hit hard on one hop down to third base. Yuris Ramirez picks it and steps and throws to first to get Desson. Two pitches in and out for Santos in the bottom of the fifth. One gone. Nolbert Romero is the new righty. Santos shrugs the shoulders, winds and delivers. And a nice slider gets Romero reaching out in front for strike one. Good response for Santos. He was not deterred after giving up the two-run home run. Followed it up with three straight strikeouts, couple of ground outs, five in a row retired. This ball grounded out towards second to make it shortstop. Leo Stanley Molina backhands it, throws towards first, pulls Mascai off the bag, but throw there early enough for Mascai to adjust and drop the tag on Romero. 6-3 on the putout, and now Isaac Bologna stepping in. We were working around the scoreboard, mentioned the big night for the Augusta Green Jackets. They scored again. Bases loaded walk, and it's 11-0 Green Jackets in the top of the fifth inning over Columbia. Line drive pulled out to second base, right to where Jackson Hallmark is stationed. He grabs it at his shoulders, and that is a very quick seventh inning for Alex Santos. I believe it took him just five pitches to get three outs there in the seventh, and we head to the eighth. 2-0 Shorebirds on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Yeah!
top of the eighth inning. Fayetteville looking for their first rally of the night. Just two hits of offense, both coming from Joey Loperfido. 2-0 Shorebirds. Jose De Leon is still out there. Juan De Leon, and a fly ball hit down the third base side, foul territory, and it's dropped. Third baseman Romero was over there on the extended warning track. Shortstop De Leon came all the way over as well. Two looked at each other, and it split the middle. Looked like it was should have been the third baseman's ball the entire way. De Leon didn't really need to go all the way over there. Might have distracted Romero. And Victor Mizcai will get another chance to swing away in a 1-1 count. De Los Santos winds, delivers. Mizcai drills a pitch right field. Belloni is going back. He's on the warning track, leaping at the wall. It is out of here. Victor Mizcai turns around a one. De Los Santos fastball. And Fayetteville is within a run. They're on the board for the first time tonight, courtesy of Victor Mizcai's sixth home run of the season. It's 2-1 in the top of the eighth inning. Last time Victor Mizcai was in a game was Saturday night. Been a little while since he took some live at-bats, and in his third trip to the plate tonight, gets a hold of the pitch. De Los Santos provides all the velocity. He's got to put barrel to baseball, and it'll go a long way. So Mizcai comes up with a huge run with Fayetteville down to a few of their final chances. Now it turns it over to Freddy Guillamo. And the Windpeckers are back within just one swing of tying this game. Swing into a fastball, or make it the changeup there. 85 from De Los Santos. And it's one ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. That's strike three. Yuris Ramirez stepping up. Charleston is shutting out Salem tonight. 6-0 is the score at the Joe. River Dogs trying to take a 2-0 series lead in that one against the Red Sox. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg have gone final tonight, and the Frednats are winning ball games when they need to. They beat the top team in the North Division again tonight, have a 2-game lead over the Hillcats in that series. Now we'll find themselves just one game out of first place. 7-5 the final tonight. Here's the 1-1 home. Ramirez looks at a fastball on the outside corner. Now he's starting to talk with Stephen Craze a little bit. Ramirez got rung up looking in the sixth on a pitch he thought was low. Now the 1-2 offering is called strike three, bottom of the zone, and Ramirez can't figure out the zone for Stephen Craze tonight. Doesn't argue that one and heads back to the dugout. Back-to-back strikeouts for De Los Santos after the home run. That's now 9 punch-outs for Juan De Los Santos over 4 2/3 innings. Jackson Hallmark is the new hitter. Leadoff man for Fayetteville, batting for the fourth time, taking strike one in the low outside corner. T.J. White had a 2-home-run game tonight for the Frednats, hit his fourth and fifth of the year. He hit a grand slam against the Woodpeckers last week out at Segra Stadium. 0-2 to Hallmark, down and outside, 1-2. And they played one game today between the Frednats and the Hillcats. That was a 7-inning game, and then the one following that was rained out. I believe the game they did play... Oh, that was the regularly scheduled game. They were supposed to make up a game from May 9th from earlier in the year, but couldn't get that one in because of rain. 2-2, strikes out Hallmark. Slider down and outside. And after the solo home run from Victor Mizcai, Juan De Los Santos tunnels in and strikes out 3 in a row. But Fayetteville back within a run. Now they got to hold it to a one-run game. Santos coming back out for the bottom of the eighth. We're back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Message coming from my story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do. And the feeling coming from my bones, that's my
Alex Santos begins the bottom of the eighth inning, delivering a fastball strike top of the zone to Isaac De Leon. De Leon, Craig, and Willems, the 5-6 and 7 to face Santos. Now a 2-1 game following the Victor Mizquez solo home run. Change up on the inner half and a twirling swing from Isaac De Leon, and it's 0-2. Alex Santos went 1-2-3, got three outs on just five pitches in the seventh. The 0-2. Is a bouncing ball hit towards third. One high hop, charging Ramirez. Fields in towards the grass. Throws on the run and gets De Leon in time for the first out of the eighth. Santos has looked great tonight. He has four strikeouts, one walk, but just one hit allowed. And it's the swing that is propping up the Delmarva 2-1 lead. A two-run home run out to left center field from Trendon Craig. And since that long ball from Craig, Alex Santos has gone on to retire eight straight, and he faces Craig for his second time now, gets him to swing and miss on a slider down and away. 0-1 count. Bullpens have been preserved for both sides tonight. 0-1. Fly ball hit deep center field. Loperfido is sprinting back, still back, onto the warning track, gets to the wall, he leaps, collides with a fence, and can't make the catch. Whitaker goes to pick up the ball, fires onto the infield. Craig chugging to third. He slides in, and Loperfido is still down on the warning track. Trendon Craig in with a triple, and now attention paid to the Fayetteville center fielder. Loperfido has now gotten to his feet, and he's walking back out to his position. That's good to see. He went shoulder to shoulder with the wall, trying to make a leaping catch. Would have been a spectacular play if Loperfido had pulled it in. But Trendon Craig got a hold of another Alex Santos pitch, has tripled and homered tonight, and now Creed Willems is trying to drive home a valuable insurance run. He reaches out in front of a changeup and is in an 0-1 count. Infield in on the grass. Santos at the belt, fires, and misses down low. Guillamo blocks the pitch. Trendon Craig thought he might have hit his second home run of the night. And I think that ball landed right at the top of the wall. It certainly hit the wall on a fly, as did Loperfido. Great to see Loperfido not need attention from the trainer, though. He was down on the ground for a good 20 seconds after he collided with the fence. Maybe he was just regathering his bearings and seeing if Whitaker could make a play. Good thing Whitaker was hustling over there to help out the center fielder the entire time, or Craig might have circled the bases the whole way around. 1-2 pitch, a high fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes on Creed Willems. 0-for-3 with a flyout, a lineout, and a strikeout. Alex Santos struck him out to end the fifth inning. Now the 2-2 from Alex. Coming in. Down and outside, blocked by Guillamo, and he keeps the runner honest down to third. They were also postponed out in Zebulon today. Myrtle Beach and the Mudcats unable to play. They'll make up that game tomorrow out at Five Counties Stadium. Fayetteville, from what I understand, received a little bit of rain today. 3-2 payoff pitch. Struck him out. Fastball on the high outside corner, 92 from Santos, and he gets Willems for a second time. It's the fifth strikeout for Alex Santos. And The only guy in this order that's given him any trouble is Trendon Craig. Everybody else, Alex Santos has been neutralizing. Moises Ramirez is now in. First pitch slider in the dirt, blocked by Guillamo. Fayetteville got lucky last homestand. There was a lot of weather in the report. Dodged all the clouds, all the major storms, and was able to play six straight. And sure enough, when they leave town, that's when it rains in Fayetteville. 1-0 pitch down and outside. Segre Stadium could use a little bit of watering, though, after a dry week last week. Get that field nice and green for the Woodpeckers before they return home next Tuesday for 12 straight at home. Longest homestand of the 2022 season. 2-0 pitch. Change up low, and it gets through Guillamo. Craig is coming down the line, and he scores without a throw. The Shorebirds have brought home the run they were looking for. A wild pitch. They get the run back from the Mascai home run, and it's 3-1, Birds in the bottom of the eighth. Alex Santos throwing his 3-0 pitch now, and a pop fly behind home plate. Guillamo takes a moment to spot it. Coming down the first baseline, Victor Mascai, and as he shimmies across the chalk line, he makes a two-handed grab that ends the inning. So Alex Santos gives up the Craig triple, wild pitch to turn this to a 3-1 game, and we head to the ninth inning. Fayetteville down a couple, down to their final three outs. Can they pull off a comeback? Find out in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Top of the ninth inning. It leads off with Kennedy Corona. Fayetteville has some good hitters coming up. Meat of their order to face Juan De Los Santos. He's trying to go the distance tonight after coming on in the fourth inning. Close it with his sixth inning of work. Kennedy Corona fouls the first pitch off. He's in an 0-1 count. Leo Stanley Molina and Joey Loperfido are scheduled. Here's the pitch to Corona, and it's down and outside. De Los Santos has racked up a ton of strikeouts tonight, pitching against these Woodpeckers hitters. 10 in total over five innings. Ground ball hit over to third. Scooped behind the bag by Romero. Long throw, and with a stretch, Ramirez backhands it for out number one. And Kennedy Corona, after his four RBI day yesterday, does not reach base tonight, 0-4. Put the ball in play three times, but nothing to show for it. And trailing by 2-3-1, Fayetteville down to their final two outs with Leo Stanley Molina coming up. And a pop fly back our way over our heads for an 0-1 count. The Woodpeckers won the first ever meeting between these two franchises in their history last night, 13-7. Tonight, the Shorebirds trying to get their first ever franchise win against the Woodpeckers. even up the series, a game apiece going into tomorrow. Same time, same place, 7.05 p.m. Eastern, first pitch in Game 3. Stick around for the post-game show immediately following the conclusion of this one, where we'll tell you about the starting pitchers tomorrow and get you set for the middle game of that series. 0-2 pitch is on the high outside corner, just missed. A lot of the velocity still there for De Los Santos. Been around 96 most of the night. That one was at 94. Works quick, gets the sign, delivers. Molina lashes a line drive through the right side, a base hit. And the Woodpeckers will put the tying run to the plate. Needed a base runner, they have one. Leo Stanley Molina's first hit of the night. He's now 1-for-4. Just the fourth hit tonight for the entire offense. But here comes the guy with a multi-hit game, Joey Loperfido. If you had to hand select a hitter to have up right now, you'd be taking either Corona, Cerny, or Loperfido. You have Loperfido at the plate, Cerny on deck. De Los Santos comes home, and Loperfido fouls one over the screen. Starts 0-1. That's what De Los Santos has done so well today, is completely limit the walks. He doesn't have one, and he's been getting ahead of hitters. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Molina on the move to second. Here comes the throw from Willems. It is not in time. De Leon had to swipe a tag, but Molina gets in there. Willems uncorked the throw from his knees. Strong throwing arm, but Molina gets into scoring position. Loperfido's still the run that matters at the plate. But at the very least, that kills the chance at a conventional double play that would have ended the game. One ball, one strike pitch to Loperfido. Down and inside, it gets to the backstop. Ricochets back to Willems. He snaps the throw up the third baseline, but not in time. Molina slides in. That net really springboarded that pitch back to Willems. And he's going to go out to the mound to talk with De Los Santos. Loperfido ahead 2-1. Astros are playing tonight against division rival Seattle. Jose Urquidy versus Logan Gilbert. 2-1 pitch. Loperfido pops this one up. Slicing foul territory. Out towards the left field bullpen. Three fielders running back on it. Craig, De Leon, Romero. Nobody can get there. And it falls just short of the mounds around the left field bullpen, where a right-hander is starting to warm up. And Loperfido is in a 2-2 count. Tonight, the Mariners lead 5-3 through 7 in Houston. Ty France has a solo home run. Logan Gilbert, a quality start, 6 innings. Cal Raleigh also hit a 2-run home run for the Mariners tonight. Molina leading off of third. Loperfido in a 2-2 count. Santos the set at the chest and pitch. And Loperfido spoils another one away. Keeps it at 2-2. Yordan Alvarez proving he was worth every penny. His contract extension, 2-run home run in the win yesterday. Tonight he's 3-for-3 with two more RBIs. Gurriel, Altuve, and Alvarez all with doubles in that game against Logan Gilbert. 2-2 pitch again. Loperfido sends a chopper out to second. Played on the high hop by Valdez. He throws to first. Run scores from third. It's back to a 1-run game. Loperfido the productive out. But again, he was the run that matters. 3-2 the score. Left field bullpen is just about ready for the Shorebirds, but Felipe Alou Jr. is sticking with his right-hander. He wants De Los Santos to complete six tonight. Logan Cerny rips at a first pitch fastball. Back up to 96. And it's 0-1. Perhaps that's why they're sticking with their right-handers. All his velocity is still there. Cerny ready, 0-1, up and outside. One ball and one strike. De Los Santos is at 82 pitches, 57 strikes. His 1-1 home is hit well. This is deep out into left center field. Craig is back, and it dies at the warning track. Logan Cerny thought he might have hit a game-tying home run. Instead, it's the final out of the ball game. It goes to the warning track, and De Los Santos can breathe easy. It completes six tonight, and the Woodpeckers fall in game two. 3-2 the final. Well-pitched ball game all around, and some late drama for the Woodpeckers. We'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network postgame show coming up.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, Logan Cerny almost had us jumping out of our chairs here in the broadcast booth to close out the game tonight. A deep fly ball that dies on the left field warning track. He really squared up a Juan De Los Santos fastball well, and when Cerny does that, you expect the ball to be going a long way, but just a matter of a few feet. That's the difference tonight in a 3-2 ball game. Delmarva takes it, and a ninth inning insurance run proves to be a huge one for the Shorebirds. Joey Loperfido was able to drive in a run in the ninth inning to get it to a one-run game, but ultimately Trendon Craig, his RBI triple and wild pitch in the eighth is what wins it tonight for Delmarva. If you're just joining us here later, weren't with us for all the scoring tonight, allow us to recap how it all transpired today. It was a game where both teams only had to use two pitchers, a starter and a bullpen arm, to go the distance. And it started with Carter Baumler tossing three no-hit innings against the Woodpeckers before Juan De Los Santos took over in the fourth. Fayetteville couldn't figure out Baumler. Only base runner was a Freddy Guillamo walk in the third, but he was left on. Shorebirds were scoreless as well. Dalen Miley navigated out of trouble. Bases loaded in the first, struck out a couple to leave three on. Left a base runner on in the second, man on third in the third, and worked around runners on the corners in the fourth inning. Dalen Miley goes four scoreless, four walks, four Ks today, drops his ERA to 4.46 in the process. Then Alex Santos came on in the fifth, and that's when the scoring started. Santos got a quick fly ball out of Nolbert Romero, but then walked Isaac Bologna, struck out Isaac De Leon, and with two outs, Trendon Craig hit his first of two big swings today, two-run home run over the left center field wall that measured 430 feet and gave Delmarva a 2-0 lead. Mentioned Juan De Los Santos. He came on in the fourth, gave up the first hit of the game, and Joey Loperfido's single in that fourth inning. Loperfido was left on. Fayetteville then went down in order in the fifth and the sixth. They were trailing 2-0 going into the eighth inning as well, and that's when things finally ended. the scoreless drought. Victor Mizquay hit a solo home run over the right field wall off of De Los Santos, his sixth of the year, to turn it to a 2-1 game. You figured that the Shorebirds might need an insurance run in the bottom of the eighth inning, and they got it. Isaac De Leon grounded out against Santos, but then Trendon Craig hit a triple off the right center field wall. That ended a stretch of eight straight retired today, and really on the offensive end, Trendon Craig, he won the game today on the offensive side for Delmarva. Alex Santos, after giving up the two-run home run to Craig, retired eight in a row, as mentioned, and then the triple to Craig put him on base, and then a wild pitch with two outs and Moises Ramirez at the plate allowed Craig to score. So that was a preventable run in hindsight. Could have been a 2-1 game going into the ninth inning. Instead, that made it 3-1. Fayetteville did get a run back, turned it to a one-run game. Leo Stanimolina singled into right, stole second base, advanced to third on a wild pitch, and Joey Loperfido bounced the ball over to second base that scored Molina for a 3-2 score. Then Logan Cerny lifted one deep out to left field, but not deep enough. Couldn't homer for a second straight game. Would have been a game-tying homer. Instead, the Woodpeckers fall a few feet short tonight. 3-2, the final score. De Los Santos will get the win. He was dominant. Six innings, two runs, one earned. The unearned run will be on the Victor Mizquay home run. That was because there was a pop fly hit into foul territory during Mizquay's at-bat that was dropped by Romero, the third baseman. That was an error, thus the unearned run on the home run to Mizquay. But no walks today for De Los Santos. Really limited the Fayetteville base runners and struck out 10. He gets the win, and with the win tonight, he improves to 2-6 overall. Meanwhile, Alex Santos becomes the first Fayetteville pitcher to suffer five losses this season. He gets the loss, allowing three earned runs, four walks, two strikeouts. Three earned runs, two hits, one walk, five strikeouts, and four innings for Santos today as he falls to 0-5. Final time of game, 2 hours and 9 minutes, in front of a Purdue Stadium crowd of 2,001. That turns the page to tomorrow. Game three of this series between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds begins right here at Purdue Stadium. Same time, 7:05 p.m. Eastern. And right-hander Miguel Uyola will be on the mound for Fayetteville. No record in a 2.55 ERA. He'll be opposed by another right-hander for the Shorebirds. Ryan Long gets the ball. He is 1-1 with a 3.42. Some thank yous to go along, of course, before we leave you tonight, to Colin Casey back at home base, monitoring the broadcast, updating the social media. We appreciate all of his hard work, and he'll be back with us on the broadcast next Tuesday to begin a 12-game homestand as the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town. Looking forward to chatting with Colin, and again, thanks for all of his help back tonight in Fayetteville. And to you, the Woodpeckers fans, thanks so much for making us a part of your Wednesday night. You're why we love to go on the road, bring you Woodpeckers baseball each and every night. And we hope you'll be back with us tomorrow. We appreciate all of your support. And you can find us right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Delmarva feed also available on MILB.tv. 7:05 pregame, make it first pitch with a 6:50 pregame show at Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Our final line scores for one final time. The Woodpeckers, two runs, four hits, and two errors tonight as they drop their 29th game of the year, ending the four-game winning streak, 24-29, their overall record. Delmarva, 3-5 and three runs, five hits, one error, are now 19-34 and their short two-game skid. Until tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch with a 6:50 pregame show. I'm Andrew Chapman saying so long from Salisbury, Maryland and Purdue Stadium. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Tonight, Delmarva takes it by a 3-2 score. So long, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday evening. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.